I want to get to this because C.J. Stroud yesterday in his press conference that you heard live right here on The Drive on Sports Radio 610 was asked the question about the criticism that's been put at the feet of Bobby Slowik. Here is C.J. Stroud saying if it's fair or not. Here's C.J. Stroud talking about Bobby Slowik.
That's the job we signed up for, and, you know, Slow has done a good job of just keeping the head down, working. But, you know, we all have faith in him, and we know that he's trying to put us in the best positions, and we got to buy into the system just as much as he has to call good plays. And, you know, we're it's not a finished product just because you add good players on the team, you know. It's a work in progress, and, you know, you don't really get your set, like, football team, I feel, until, like, week five, week six. But, you know, the time is of essence, and, you know, we got to get rolling. But, you know, I have the utmost faith in Slow. And I know that, you know, he's been great, but we got to buy into the system just as much as he got to call great plays. And we know we all grown men. We got to do our jobs. So, you know, we all talk about we got each other's back, and we're going to keep hold each other accountable and have each other back.
All right, that's C.J. Stroud talking about his offensive coordinator, Bobby Slowik. And Clint, he handled that exactly how he should. He did not say yay or nay or anything. He just talked about basically what they all need to do, including himself, including the rest of the members of the offense, and Bobby Slowik. But I think we need to more deeply address the performance this past weekend of Bobby Slowik, and it can't be like that anymore. Especially to me, from what we expect from him, what he has shown. Like, we're sitting here thinking that guy's going to be a head coach this year, and definitely believe that he's going to be a head coach next year and one of the better offensive coordinators in the league. We had talked about it. You talked about it multiple times last year. It's ridiculous to see what other coordinators are doing when we get to see and watch what Bobby Slowik is doing.
Which you ever watch Bobby?
He was doing with Les last year. His performance Sunday, for what we expect for him, like, that was an F performance to me, and that kind of stuff they can't have happen anymore rolling the rest of the way. Now, CJ may not say it, but I don't think criticisms of him are unfair from what they did last week.
Well, let me say, I greatly appreciate CJ saying time is of the essence, by the way. Like finally somebody quit talking about this week to week, and it's a long season. Like time is of the essence. You got to get right now. These are problems that could become habits that you don't that could ruin a season. You got to right the ship as soon as possible. That's what good teams do. So I greatly appreciate that. But yeah, Ron, I mean, I'm 100% with you that what we watched Bobby Slowik do last week, in my opinion, is the worst thing we've seen the Texans do this year.
Dang it, Bobby.
And there's been some rough stretches. Because what happens is, you know, the run game has been so bad that what happens when you look up, and it's obviously laid at the feet of the offensive coordinator. The offensive coordinator has to figure that out. Right, he has not been able to do it. And then all of a sudden you see a game where the game plan is to put a rookie tight end on a double-digit sack edge rusher that you know everything about.
It pissed him off.
Well, right, it should. It pissed me off, and I wasn't even playing. Hell, I would like it, I didn't feel disrespected. Like, that is – it makes you wonder, like, all right, I know Bobby's good with quarterbacks. I know Bobby's good in the pass game, scheming up things and getting guys – but man, you've got to be damn near as good in your ability to scheme up protections. You got to be as good in your ability to scheme up runs. Like, now is the problem really Bobby can't figure out how to get this run game going? Because if he's a guy that's going to send out consistently through four quarters and ask tight ends to block in pass protection, some really, really good edge rushers in this league, you got to question everything at that point in time.
And keep doing it.
And keep doing it. Yeah, that's to me, that's the most, I think, troublesome, worrisome thing that I've seen all year from the Texans is the offensive side of the football and what Bobby Slowik was asking the tight ends to do last week.
Dang
because
it, Bobby, that's exactly what we don't want.
The one thing, you've got to be great in pass protection. Like, that's the one thing, again, the investment that's there along with – C.J. Stroud is – this team's going to go where C.J. Stroud goes. I mean, we can bitch and moan about the run game, and I want a run game as bad as anybody, but you have got to be able to drop back and spin it around the park with the best of them. With the investments that you've made, you've got to be able to do that.
And to go along to me with the poor decisions, their offense just hasn't looked smooth, yeah. Especially the last couple of weeks.
But Ron, that's the point, right, is when sometimes you can just go, oh, man, just be patient. It's all right. But then you see – tight ends blocking Jonathan Greenard consistently. You're like, wait a minute. Be patient with that?
Johnny Greener?
Yes, that guy. It's hard to be patient with that, man.
Yeah. And the constant penalties and mistakes. Yes, the players and Laramie Tunzel, that's later. But the leader of the offense, too. Like the guy running the show, too. There's got to be something there from the text line. Here we go again, not always blaming coaches and never blaming players.